He is John Gonzalez joining the show. What's up, John?
My man, how's things over at the New Wave?
It is great. Exactly as you left it, John. Did you ever think there would be a radio broadcast here at the New Wave Cafe?
It's an amazing place. It's long overdue. Tell Allie and Stu and the gang I say hello.
I will. And I know you you stop by every time you come back home with your wife, Colleen, who, real quick, John, a hat tip to her. She's quickly becoming a titan in the NFL broadcasting industry and doing Philadelphia proud. With her coverage of the games, she's doing Thursday night, she's doing Saturday mornings out east, she's back west on Sundays. She's kind of bumping all over the country right now, and she's absolutely killing it on the NFL Network.
It is nice to have somebody in the family who's a talented media member.
You can just be the sugar, you know, the stay-at-home dad, and write on the website and do your stories, and she'll bring home the bacon, man. It's good. It's a good gig.
Fantastic. She keeps the lights on. It's wonderful.
Where is she this weekend?
She right now is in, as you said, the Good Morning Football from Jersey, from NFL Films on Saturday morning. Tomorrow she does the pregame show before Eisen and those guys come on. On Sunday morning, also from NFL Films in Jersey. Then she flies back to L.A. She does hits from L.A. on Tuesdays.
Wow.
And then she's off to wherever she goes for next week. Next week's Thursday game, I think, is in L.A. So she gets to stay here.
Oh, wow,
week.
Nice. So how many miles is she racking up? That's got to be pretty insane.
It is, but it also I reap the benefits of that because...
the mileage.
The miles come in very handy for summer vacation. So.
Yeah.
It's really, I recommend everybody get a successful wife so they don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. Good way to go through it. But you're doing quite well yourself out there at the Ringer. And you are putting up that good fight because there's a bunch of Boston creeps out at that site, including its owner, Bill Simmons. And it's good to have a Philadelphia presence out at the Ringer, John. And you're doing well yourself out there. And what is the word kind of, you know, out there around the league with the hiring of Elton Brand as the Sixers' new GM? It's a surprise and not a surprise at the same exact time. I thought they were going to go outside the organization, but it certainly didn't stun me at all. What's kind of the word around the league from people you've talked to, from the offices and whatnot? What's the thought on Elton Brand as Sixers GM?
Yeah, I think what you said about it being a surprise and not a surprise is right. That's how I felt. That's how when I made a couple phone calls and sent some texts around the league, other executives and people I talked to in the NBA, everybody was kind of like, huh, that's interesting, but also not a surprise. The big takeaway, I think, was when I asked people what they actually thought of the move, everybody loves Elton. Everybody thinks Elton is really smart. So I don't think, like, everybody's rooting for Elton. He's going to be able when they brought in Colangelo, part of the reason they brought in the Colangelo's plural was that they were supposed to have these relationships around the league, and that obviously didn't pan out for various reasons. And Brian sort of rubbed people the wrong way for a number of reasons, but
his college
Elton,
probably didn't help the situation.
Never going to have that problem. Everybody loves him, so we'll see how it goes with him.
Yeah, I saw, you know, Andre Iguodala and AI and all these, you know, dudes that used to play with him, you know, tweeting congratulations. And, you know, that is a very cool thing. I do think it gives them kind of a little player, a clout around the league because Elton was beloved and he is a true professional. And Andre Iguodala credited him with teaching him how to be a professional. So I do think it helps the Sixers in that regard, definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, dealing with other GMs is sort of a learning curve for everybody. It takes a second. So we'll see how Elton adjusts on that front. But in terms of interpersonal relationships, it's going to be it's going to be good. But, you know, and then he has to, obviously the component of working with Brett Brown was a big deal, right? I mean, Brett obviously wanted Elton, and they get along great. So that certainly couldn't hurt.
No, and Joel Embiid is just... he's just a treasure of this city. And, you know, they asked him about Elton yesterday, and he goes, yeah, I remember dunking on him. And it's just great. It's good to see.
Yeah. It made me laugh. Even for Embiid, that was a really great Embiid moment.
Thank you. I haven't worked on it a ton. And I just kind of I can fall back on it every once in a while.
Yours, too. Yours, too, is also good. The real Embiid I was talking about, but you're close.
All right. Yeah, I guess he's a little better than me. Markelle Fultz, obviously, with the Players Tribune piece that came out the other day, actually revealed his jump shot, and he was out by you all summer long. He was, I think it's St. Bernard or Bernadine.
St. Bernard, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not far from, I believe, Santa Monica. It's right down there by Marina Del Rey. Did you try and sneak in the gym this summer and catch some of the workouts he had with Drew Hanlon?
I did. I saw him.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I saw him early. It was sort of like a top secret operation where I was allowed to go and watch him. I wasn't allowed to write about it. I wasn't allowed to interview him. I wasn't allowed to tweet about it. I wasn't allowed to take videos.
Yeah.
It was like sworn to a blood oath. What I can tell you is that he obviously made progress. And I think like he was in the gym all summer long working on the jump shot, and we'll see if that translates to game speed. But it's good that he put in the work all summer, for sure.
Yeah, and he certainly looks – I think there was a picture of him standing next to Jason Tatum, and to me it looked like he got a little taller. And he certainly got a little more buff, I think. So, just listening to him yesterday at Media Day, I think he's got his confidence back. And that, I think, was the root problem of all of this. So I think if he fixes that, the rest will follow. And, you know, Tuesday night, fans are going to be able to see him at the Palestra for the blue and white scrimmage. And I, for one, can't wait to get down there and see him in actual, you know, light game competition, but nonetheless competition.
Yeah, a scrimmage alone is, I think, a step up from really what he's had going on for a while. For most of the summer, they didn't have him scrimmaging that game or that gym that you mentioned. Drew Hanlon, the trainer, has a ton of NBA players coming through there. Jordan Clarkson, you mentioned, Jason Tatum, Embiid was there, just a ton of people that, Myers Leonard from the Blazers, a ton of guys who play in the NBA, and they play scrimmages. And they really didn't involve Embiid or Fultz until the very, very, very end of the summer. So it'll be good for him to just get some 5-on-5 live action.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it. And, John, obviously the big story this weekend in town is number 11 in Carson Wentz is making his return to action. I, for one, think everybody's being a little too overconfident about this game because Andrew Luck does appear to be back. And, you know, he's, for the most part, always going to keep you in games. What are your thoughts, and what do you kind of expect to see from Carson Wentz on Sunday? Do you expect to see some rust, or do you think he'll just kind of be back to being number 11?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be natural if there was rust, right? I mean, he hasn't played since, what, December of last year.
Yeah.
He's rehabbing, and there was a lot of time off the football field, but he is such a supremely talented player that if he did come out and look gangbusters, it wouldn't surprise me. But I think if there is a little rust, not a panic moment. It's just, hey, he's going to get back in the mix. Very talented player. The Eagles are going to be, you know, that much better for having him back.
Yeah. All right, John, I got to throw you on the calls here. What's your prediction Sunday? Eagles, Colts. People are going to hold you to this. So what do you got?
Well, so I'm on a Philadelphia radio station. I'm a Philadelphia native. I'm going to take the Philadelphia team and take the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to.
You're a veteran of the industry. That was a smart pick, John.
You got to know your audience.